Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of the FBI's announcement that it is assessing new evidence in her email case unprecedented and deeply troubling. She said she will not let her campaign be derailed by the latest accusations.
So, no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course, because we know how much this election matters.
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers, new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. In February, the FBI said Clinton had been careless but was not guilty of criminal activity by using a private server. Latest email surfaced during a separate investigation. Meantime, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump told reporters, and supporters that is, that Hillary Clinton is corrupt and her behavior is corrosive, his word, to the soul of the nation. In separate speeches in Colorado and Arizona, Trump said Clinton set up her private email server with no concern for the good of the nation.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal difficulties. Her criminal action was willful, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful.
Trump vowed that on Election Day, November 8th, that he and his supporters would change things. Real Clear Politics, which aggregates voters' surveys, says Clinton has about a 5% lead over Trump. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have advanced into a town south of Mosul as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week using civilians as human shields, but U.S. airstrikes disrupted that forced march, helping some civilians to escape. Meantime, the U.N. Human Rights Office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by the Islamic State militants in the battle to keep Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports now from the UN in Geneva.
Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS, also known as ISIL, has abducted nearly 8,000 families or more than 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic IS locations.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of IS. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, injured 24 others in the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, heart of the 7-year-old insurgency by the Boko Haram militant group. No one claimed responsibility for the bombings. They were similar, however, to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. Violence is not limited to northeastern Nigeria. It's spilling over into Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. New Zealand Customs has made it its largest ever meth seizure, stopping millions of dollars worth of the drug from entering the country. Jamie Bamford is a spokesman for the New Zealand Customs.
This arrest was a culmination of a 16-month inquiry into a company that we believe was established primarily for the purpose of importing meth into New Zealand.
20-year-old Hong Kong man was arrested, appeared in an Auckland court over charges for the haul of the methamphetamine, which he allegedly tried to smuggle in from China. New Zealand Customs now working with partners in Hong Kong and mainland China to see if they can further disrupt the syndicate. New York Metropolitan Opera stopped a performance on Saturday afternoon. Someone in the audience sprinkled white powder into the orchestra pit. No injuries were reported. Police said they have not yet identified the unknown substance tossed into the orchestra pit. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.